AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Hunter here today. Hunter, two things I want to do, because once again, one of the things I love about Minneapolis-St. Paul is that our arts community is just unbelievable. It really is. We had yesterday, tonight over at the Walker, they're having a screening of Cane River. And if you did not hear the story, the incredible story of this movie, the movie itself just is amazing. And a movie made in 1982. It was written and directed by African-Americans from an African-American perspective. It was funded by African-Americans. It, you know, starred African-Americans, dealt with you know, unspoken issues within the African-American community, which most white people still to this day have no idea about. So that gives you an idea how ahead of its time it was. This was 1982. Had one showing in New Orleans, and then the film just disappeared because the director died. And was put into this big, you know, repository of films, was discovered. When they discovered the editor, they started tracking things down. And Tommy Myrick yesterday she herself is an unbelievable story. She is one of the first, producers and directors, predominantly African-American producers and directors in American theater and American film. She herself was an actress. She was just coming out of college at the time that movie came on out, and she was hired to be the actress in that movie. But she's moved away from that. She has her own, troupe down in New Orleans where she puts on productions down there. She's, you know, done amazing history herself. And they've restored this film, and it's now part of the registry and the Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences. They basically came on out and acknowledged how important this film was. Richard Pryor was a champion of this film way back when. The great comedian was a comedian. And then we find out that what the subject matter is, which has a lot to do with the divisions within the African-American community, there's a direct connection to our Attorney General Keith Ellison
that
in this movie.
Crazy.
That is insane. That is insane. The movie is on tonight. Now, if you didn't hear it, we've got spotlighted the interview we did with Tommy yesterday, which I could do, seriously, I could do like 5 hours with Tommy. Mm-hmm. She is unbelievable. We did the interview yesterday. It's on at the Walker tonight. That's at 7 o'clock, I believe, Cane River. Go catch that at the Walker. It's an amazingly important film, but as well, just the story behind it itself, it just makes this, it's just incredible. And they're going to actually have afterwards a discussion with family members, crew members, the people that have found the film. Tommy's there as well. She'll be taking part in that. So by all means, if you get the chance, go do that tonight. I went over to MIA today, Minneapolis Institute of Arts, which is one of the most underrated art museums in the country, in my mind.
Yeah.
There are pieces in that place. Have you seen that one little room they've got all the Picassos in now?
No.
I walk into a room, it's like, Picasso. Hey, another Picasso. Hey, Picassos.
Is it traveling or is it just
No,
it's
there
now.
It's their stuff.
Wow. No, I've never seen that.
Well, and it talks about the process for Picasso in making a picture. But there's early Picassos, there's late Picassos. I'm like, okay, this one little enclave just off to the side, it's over here. It's over there. It's one little enclave. It's probably got about $150 to $200 million worth of art in it alone.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's insane. And it's in the room. It's right off that one with the Monet and the Da Vinci and the olive fields for Da Vinci's there. That's all there. And it's right next. There's Sargent. There's a great picture by Sargent of that he painted on I don't know how he painted it. It's on the sea, and it's a big storm. So I mean,
John Singer Sargent.
No, I believe so. It's right next to the other Sargent, the one with the waiter with the butler that has the face without the features. Remember that he painted the people there, and he specifically, you know, to make a statement about society, he basically left the face of the butler behind them, you know, kind of eerily blank.
It's crazy how many of those pieces are just here in the Twin Cities.
Oh, well, they've got John Brown. Talk about not okay. This is in my realm. This is a piece that is. The culmination of history and art. This is one of those pieces that basically talked about the upcoming war over slavery in this country. And they have it there. I walked in. I walked past it one time. It's not out now. It's not out now. I don't know why it's not out now. I think it's one of the more important pieces of art in all of history. But, you know, it walked past it like, oh, my God. When did you get this? And so, yeah, they got tons of stuff over there. But I want to drive people, if you can, they have an exceptional, exceptional feature right now on Native American women artists. And, oh, my God. And they just do it with the MIA just does these things so well. It's not just the art, which is stunning, just stunning. It's the way that it's set up and the display as you go through the exhibit. It's really, if you get the chance, it's so important, not only because it's an amazing form of art which is not explored as much as it should be because of the fact that it is Native American and in the art industry, white American men and white European men have always been the primary, art that is put forward, that is promoted. Native American art, they've had actually for many years over at AMIA a sensational Native American art section, which has got some Morrisons in there and as well as other pieces that are just stunningly pretty. This is just beyond. I mean, the weavings and the blankets they have alone are just tremendous. It goes way beyond that. If you get the chance, it's important to do it because I think if you're going to change the paradigm, if you're going to change how things are looked at, yes, when Rembrandt comes in and they bring the Rembrandt pictures in, I bring my kids. But when you have Native American artists who are just as good within their own fields as any artist is today, and they give them the opportunity to have their own display, their own feature exhibit at the MI, we'll take them in there and see it because that's what changes the paradigm. It's not the, oh, well, it's, you know, because like I said, it's nice to see Picasso, but as well, it's just like, look at this stunningly beautiful artwork from Native American women. And yeah, that's how you break down barriers. And so take your kids, go over, see it. I would say this, it's 18 and under are free. So there you go. And it is quite stunning. I will say as well, make sure you check the piece of art before you take the picture because some of those art pieces, they do not want photos taken of. So, but, you know, go see it. It really is truly tremendous. 952-946-6205. Call the police, Hunter.
Oh, yeah?
I've been robbed. I've been robbed by Joe Scarborough. I've been robbed by Joe Scarborough, my friend. That's right. You know, this morning, did you see that he is, he's trying to coin a phrase for Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, Moscow Mitch? Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
He is, he's gone after Mitch and he's calling Moscow Mitch. And this is to do with the fact that even though Robert Mueller very plainly said, clearly the Russians are targeting us right now, Mitch McConnell, even though he's got bills in there to make our election safer, is himself stopping them. Because he knows that the Russians are trying to help the Republicans. That's why. I mean, at the very least, the best you can say about Mitch McConnell, the best you can say about him, is he's doing this because he knows the country interfering in America's elections is doing it on behalf of his party. At worst, he's in conjunction in cahoots. And considering how much Russian money is pouring into Kentucky right now, I would say it's a decent chance that Mitch McConnell is corrupted and Mitch McConnell is on the payroll of the Russians. I'd say there's a decent chance of that. So he calls him Moscow Mitch. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not as if I went all of a sudden, it's like, wait a second here, because my memory stinks. I mean, isn't that right, Heathcliff? Hunter. Jeez, I mean, I'll get that one of these days. Heathcliff. I love that dog. Cat. What? Who? Nothing. Anyway, it's not like my memory is great. I mean, it's amazing I can find my way to the radio station every day. But back in last year, this is a July 15th, 2018 tweet from me. This is so a year ago. And this is why this all of a sudden started popping up in my timeline, people liking this tweet. I'm like, did I write this? And I wrote, this is, since it's likely, this is a year ago, by the way. Welcome to the party, pal. Since it's likely Senate Majority Leader Mitch was, or as I like to call him, Senate Majority Leader Galapagos, was aware of Russia's attempts to steal the election for Trump and still purposely held the SCOTUS seat open, is there any way we can get hashtag Moscow Mitch trending? He was complacent at best, a traitor at worst. This is a legacy he deserves. Well, that and his love of lettuce. That being said, I'm a turtle man. I like lettuce. That being said, a year plus ago, July 15th, 2018, yours truly, Matt McNeil, put out the hashtag Moscow Mitch. Now, before anyone says, listen to Matt, no, I probably stole it from someone else. Did I steal it from you, Hunter? Were you here?
No, I didn't come up with that.
No, you didn't. Probably not Brett. I can't remember. I probably stole it from someone else. Maybe like Todd Colid or Gary. It could be Gary. I could have taken it from Gary in Minneapolis. I'm going to give 100% of the credit to Gary in Minneapolis. How about we do that?
Yeah. I mean, Gary's got a lot of good things. Rotten Ronnie.
Rotten Ronnie. Yeah, Moscow. I mean, I'll tell you what. We'll give it to Gare Bear. It's on you, man. It's all yours. You or Moscow Mitch. I have no idea. I'm not that clever. I really am not. This is smoke and mirrors. I'm a trained chimp. That being said, a year ago posted the hashtag Moscow Mitch. Joe Scarborough, with his hoity-toity MSNBC show, decides to take my hashtag from a year ago and run with it. How dare you? How dare you take what I have cultivated? My baby, for God's sakes, I have t-shirts coming out, for goodness sake. How dare you? Like an Edina kid struggling to get a sturgeon out of Minnehaha Creek, I have wrestled that to my name only. No, I have no t-shirts. Although, I mean, I could, I guess. I mean, just to have everyone else steal them. But Moscow Mitch, there you go. That is a year ago me. You can see it on Twitter. I stole it from someone else, without a doubt. Seriously, without a doubt. I took it probably from Gary. So, but, you know, needless to say, welcome to the party, pal. What took you a year? What took you a year to finally figure out that Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, Lindsey Graham, undoubtedly Lindsey Graham is as well. You know, there are guys where you can see that they're corrupted by choice, and there are guys where you might see the Russians probably have blackmailed them. Lindsey Graham's a guy I think got blackmailed. I don't know what secrets he has in his closet. But I do declare, I have no idea what could be in Lindsey Graham's closet. But needless to say, he went from, I hate Trump, he's horrible, to, can I carry your golf bag, sir? Pretty damn quick. But then there's this other group of people who are Mitch McConnell, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Trump, most of his administration, who clearly are there because they see the benefit. Now, granted, the minute that they got into bed with the Russians, they became blackmailable as well. You know, the minute all of a sudden they're, I'll sacrifice the security and safety of American elections as long as basically I get my bling on. The minute he agreed to that, all of a sudden he became blackmailable, because all of a sudden it's like, you remember when you came to us and you said, hey, we want to win over everything else, including the sanctity and the purity of America? Funny story. You said yes. We have it on tape from 15 different angles, including space. So these guys are horrible, and they truly are horrible, horrible human beings, and they should be criticized for it. So if Joe Scarborough or anyone else wants to use Moscow Mitch, and if I truly was the first person to come up with this on Twitter, bon appetit, use it freely, but for God's sakes, use it. I am tired of watching this country swirl the toilet bowl and people just saying, God, this is going to be bad. Do something about it. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Seriously, I'll give it 100% to Gary. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and Powderhorn Park are thrilled to invite you to the Powderhorn Art Fair. Shop hundreds of local and regional artists on serene Powderhorn Lake. Taste foods from local food trucks and enjoy exploring the Powderhorn community. Considered the best regionally juried art fair for nearly three decades, it takes place right in South Minneapolis in picture-perfect Powderhorn Park. The Powderhorn Park Art Fair begins Saturday, August 3rd and runs through Sunday, August 4th. Join the fun from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The success of the art fair comes from Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association's long-standing collaboration with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, and a portion of the proceeds support youth programming at Powderhorn Park. There'll be over 200 artists, 20 food trucks, and great fun at Powderhorn Park. The Powderhorn Park Art Fair begins Saturday, August 3rd and runs through Sunday, August 4th. For more information on the art fair, go to ppna.org. That's ppna.org.
Does your vehicle need some summertime service? Well, head over to Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is to break down, especially when you're trying to enjoy the summer. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. A larger repair or just routine maintenance. Easily schedule up your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. Drop-off is a breeze. Their waiting area is top-notch, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Eat fresh and support local farmers this summer by shopping at the Minneapolis Farmers Market. The market has the best selection of fresh and local fruits and vegetables, meats, and farmstead goods. Fresh at the market now, cherry tomatoes, cauliflower, broccoli, cucumbers, zucchini, beets, carrots, and even some new baby potatoes. The Minneapolis Farmers Market is open every day, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Plus, there's additional locations Tuesday at the Hennepin County Government Center and Thursdays at Nicollet Mall. More details at mplsfarmersmarket.com.
The concept of me being a trendsetter, please. Seriously. Yeah, that's me. Just take a look at me. You can watch the show. It's Radio for Your Eyes. Go to the Facebook page for AM 950 Radio or Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show, and you can watch the show. Yeah. Does that scream trendsetter to you? Yes. Coming up during the next commercial break, I'll twerk. Actually, that's that. I mean, that dates me how many years now? I have to do the bottle cap challenge. Is that what I have to do during where I hit the thing just right and it unspins?
Oh, you'd be cool then. That's kind of timeless cool though. Hot right now, but I guess it won't be cool though when it dies out.
It's better than me putting on that damn dress that no one can determine the damn color of. Well, of course I'm dated.
That's dated me.
Okay. Do we have a bottle or anything I could try that with?
Yeah, there's some water in the closet.
Okay, good. Is there anything valuable in the radio studio? Of course not. We'll try that during the next commercial break. Brad is in Robbinsdale. Brad, I could have taken the hashtag Moscow Mitch from him as well. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Okay, well, again, I mean, I have to say that, you know, the behavior of, again, the Turtle Man and Graham Cracker, I mean, are shameful, and they are, you know, again, are traitors to this country. You know, I do have one theory regarding Lindsey Graham, and that is that either the Trump administration or possibly Moscow have a video of him in some disco bar doing a karaoke version of In the Navy.
Well, I mean, I got about four videos of myself doing that. I mean, I don't know if that really gets you into too much trouble. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate the phone call. We've talked about this before. If you want to know how they got compromised, I almost guarantee it was through the NRA. I mean, it was the NRA just, okay, it's a textbook way to why you basically limit the people who are agenda-driven being around people in power. Wayne LaPierre and those guys, they didn't care about gun rights. It wasn't about gun safety. It was about selling as many guns as possible and stopping anyone from having a discussion about gun safety and gun regulations every time there was a massacre in this country. All right? Well, when you're so blinded to that issue that you don't see the blood in the streets anymore, you just weep for the bullets. Well, then you're easy to manipulate, and the Russians saw that. And they also saw that the NRA was a diving board into the Republican Party. And so they started throwing money in, and there were tons of connections between the NRA and Russia. My gut feeling would be is that the Russians come over to whatever GOP candidate and said, do you remember that donation that you got from the NRA? Well, we can prove that the NRA didn't do their due diligence and that the NRA knowingly took money from the Russians and then laundered it through the NRA and gave it to you. And if you don't do what we say, guess what? We will ruin you. And that would be my guess on how most of these guys got corrupted. But Lindsey Graham seems to be more like I said, he's blackmailed as opposed to the rest of these guys who are quickly to get into bed with the Russians. Which brings me to, if I can I make a point? There is one person within the Democratic Party right now that I would follow into a burning building. That's Adam Schiff, the representative. There is no person in the Democratic Party who is better at cutting to the chase and getting the point out there. He has gone toe-to-toe with all of these talking heads. And he comes out as the winner pretty much every time. And his speeches on why we need to hold these people accountable are historic documents which should never be forgotten. The Democrats are screwing up a free ice cream day. Can I be blunt? The Democratic leadership, these moderate Democrats, are screwing up free ice cream day. How are they doing it? Well, first of all, we're going to talk to you for 25 minutes about responsibly resourcing your ice cream. And then we're going to spend the next 20 minutes talking to you about how evil cows are and that you really shouldn't be eating ice cream anyway. And then thirdly, we're going to give you a 20-minute long symposium on the recycling, proper recycling technique and where everything needs to go. And we're going to show you the process for every wrapper and every. Why are you kids leaving? There's free ice cream. They're screwing up free ice cream day. This should be a slam dunk. What did Robert Mueller state? Trump is guilty. He's committed these crimes. That, you know, he's committed crimes enough to where you could charge him when he leaves office. But I can't charge him. I can't indict him now because of DOJ rules, which say I can't indict a sitting president. That the Trump campaign, as much as they can't prove the undeniable criminal conspiracy, the collusion is undeniable. That Russia, in writing, offered to help the Trump campaign with their campaign. In writing, Donald Trump Jr. responded, sure, we'd love the help. And there are numerous people that are in jail, some of them in jail, some of them waiting to be sentenced, who clearly were working with the Russians and had lied about it. This should not be that difficult. But we have moderate Democratic leadership whose main primary focus is first donors. Second, what do moderate Republicans think? And third, what do the TV polls think? And they're not at any point. I mean, there's a story today out of a Yahoo where Nancy Pelosi is downplaying any differences with high-profile lawmaker Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They had a leadership meeting. Oh, boy. It sounds like that she's in the opposition party for you people. And that is the point which is unbelievable. I mean, it's everything about this Mueller hearing is just infuriating because it shows you exactly where this country is. The so-called liberal media, what are they concerned about? They're concerned about, well, the TV ratings for these hearings were way lower than they were for the Kavanaugh hearings. Like, that matters. Did you hear what was said? The country's been compromised. No, but did you see what Barbara Mueller was wearing? Last year's fashion. Come on. Or it's Robert Mueller's an old man. Gosh, he looked like an old guy. And what was it on Fox News today? They're talking about he clearly has dementia. Dear Lord. Now, I expect that from Fox News, but pretty much every major news outlet, journalists, they're far more concerned about Mueller looked old. The ratings were down from the so-called liberal media. Did you guys not hear when he said undeniably the Trump campaign coordinated their entire campaign around what the Russians were offering? I said this yesterday, and I'll stand by it. If this much evidence was out there about a Democratic candidate and their campaign working in tandem with a foreign government, whether intentionally or not, this country would immediately evolve into full-fledged revolution with gunfire in the streets. The Republicans would be, how dare you? We need to burn the whole thing down and start all over again. That is, and they would have a successful argument because Nancy Pelosi and the rest of these damn Democratic leaders would sit there and say, well, they really have a point about redrawing up the Constitution. That freedom of speech stuff probably needs to go. We need to hone it down because when your main goal are donors, what moderate Republicans want, and then what the TV ratings tell you, you have no integrity whatsoever. None. Zero. Zilch. You have nothing. Fine. You want to do more investigations? You got a full plate there from the Robert Mueller report. I mean, that one throwaway line. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump pretty much lied the entire time on all of his written responses to Mueller. Well, let's start there, shall we? Oh, pigs lying. You have plenty of directions you can go. But have the fire, the intelligence, the integrity, the desire to get to the bottom of what the hell's been going on. Get the passion to fight for America that Adam Schiff has. He's not the flashy Democrat. He's not the guy. He's not running for higher office. He's not one of the squad. But my God, is he single-handedly trying to save America. And while the rest of the Democratic leadership talks about, well, will the moderate Republican vote for us if we shine Trump's shoes? Schiff is out there saying, for God's sakes, we need to save this country. And if we don't act now, we can't do it. The media is failing us yet once again. The Democratic leadership is failing us yet once again. The Republicans, they're clearly in the pocket of the Russians, for God's sakes. Give me an army of Adam Schiffs, and for God's sakes, we would have this problem cleaned up almost immediately. Unfortunately, they've just figured out, wait a minute here. Wait a second. Did anyone else notice that working with the Russians is not the most patriotic thing you could possibly do? Hey, maybe we should start hammering on Trump about that. Maybe you should. Hey, yes, maybe you should call out that clown car of a Republican Party who wears their U.S. flag underwear thinking it makes them more patriotic and hit them with something they cannot defend. That if you work with a foreign country to undermine American democracy, you are as unpatriotic as any traitor to this country. And they cannot defend that. For God's sakes, Nadler, Schiff, they've started hammering on this. Lewis has gone on after this. That is where you need to go. And fine, you don't want to put an impeachment on the table right now. Well, then make sure everyone knows it's an option. And when you get done with these investigations, if there's a call for it, it's going to happen. But you sitting there and saying, well, these guys, the ratings for this were not, we should probably try to find a way for us to agree to disagree first and foremost. Fight! Yes, I understand the Republicans in the Senate are going to vote this down. They're not going to go along with it. I get that. But find your spine, not other people's spines. Stop worrying about what the public opinion polls are going to say. Start worrying about whether or not this country is going to survive the Trump administration. And as long as you guys capitulate your responsibility, well, we're doomed. I vote tomorrow that Adam Schiff become the new Speaker of the House. And I guarantee you, we wouldn't be in this mess, in this logjam, in this malaise for more than another 6 or 7 hours. We'd actually start getting someplace. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. When we do return, I did post this story. More news on the Challenger to Ilhan Omar in Minneapolis. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having its annual store-wide sale. For the entire month of July, all of our indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at their lowest price of the year. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we display, explain, and install the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of indoor and outdoor stoves and fireplaces, including metal and masonry pizza ovens.
As a Minnesota native, I know I cannot change the weather. How I experience the weather, that is my choice. I have an energy-efficient wood stove from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Having a fire makes Minnesota so much warmer. Having a wood stove means more than low heating bills. The heat is moist, the view mesmerizing. Our wood stove improves the mood of winter. It warms our heart as well as our home.
Come see us. We have over 35 working displays in our store, which is just off I-94 at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Indeed, Nightingale. Try the breakfast this weekend. They're fantastic over there. Great place to go. Perfect night, too. It's a nice temp out and everything. Sharing plates, great food. You got good steaks. You got seafood, great vegetarian options. You can share them, eat them yourself. Go give it a try. It's Nightingale, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. How fast have you ever been in a pool, by the way, I could ask?
How fast have I been in a pool?
Do you swim at all? Are you a swimmer kind?
Yeah.
Well, what's the fastest you've ever gone?
I don't know my time. But I'm a pretty good swimmer.
Well, or are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to beat Regan Smith out of Lakeville North. She broke the world record for 200-meter backstroke.
Nope, but I'm also from Lakeville North, so we're good swimmers.
Well, first of all, I mean, is there any real reason to have a state competition at the 200 meter at this point? I mean, can we just give her, hey, state champ over there? You know, do you know if she swims for the school? I mean, I kind of believe that at this point she's with some U.S. Olympic trainer. Not Carl, who's looking to pick up a few extra hours and, you know.
I would imagine very light load on the school, only using the facilities.
Well, congratulations. She's speedy. We'll see her at the Olympics. 952-946-6205. Pro-Trump Republican candidate from Congress who's aiming to unseat Ilhan Omar in Minnesota has been charged with a felony after allegedly stealing from stores. She says Minneapolis is the crime capital of the country. Little did we know she's doing her part. Well, allegedly. Allegedly. We talked about Danielle Stella. Who wanted to, yesterday, the City Pages had a story on her where she is She's one of these QAnon people that believes these really bizarre, you know, conspiracy theories against Democrats. I mean, these are the guys that wouldn't put Pizzagate out. I mean, that was Pizzagate, where they said, there's a pizza place. And was it Maryland? Was it Maryland? I think it was Maryland. Pizza place in Maryland. We're in the basement of it. Hillary Clinton's keeping children for a child sex ring. And so some guy walks into this pizza place, starts shooting up the joint. Luckily, no one got hurt. But demands that the children in the basement get released. When and once again, I could only wish to see his facial expression when he was informed there is no basement to the pizza shop. That there was no basement there.
And what are you talking about? There's there's a basement here with children that are being used in a sex ring by Hillary Clinton. There's no basement. What?
Yeah, that kind of group. And QAnon is out there. And so we talked about Danielle Stella as just kind of a little bit out there. But little did we know. She was arrested twice this year in Minneapolis suburbs over allegations she was shoplifting items worth more than $2,300 from Target and goods valued at $40 from a grocery store. You got to, I mean, if you're going to do your shoplifting, I mean, you got to balance those numbers out a little bit more, all right? $2,300? What were you getting at Target?
I know, that is crazy.
What would you, I mean, it's not like you're walking in with a patio set or something.
They're all different times, aren't they? And they culminate to that amount.
I don't know. She says she denies the allegations. All right, Stella, 31-year-old special education teacher, was reported this week to be a supporter of baseless QAnon conspiracy theories about Donald Trump battling global cabal of the elite liberal pedophiles. Speaking of which, by the way, reminder, good friend of Donald Trump's, Jeffrey Epstein. Just FYI. Just a little factual hint there. This week, Stella also described Minneapolis as the crime capital of our country. Oh, I'm sure that's not going to come back and bite you in the butt. No, not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form. She has in the past complained that local police were overworked and overburdened. And said that if elected, she would work to reduce crime. Okay, you do understand if you're a house rep, the police departments, that's a city thing. And you're a Minnesota 5. Okay, sure, you might, whatever counties within your jurisdiction, you might work for the county sheriff to get some money. But yeah, do you understand what your job is as a U.S. house rep? She added, if I was guilty of crimes, I would never run for public office, putting myself in the public eye under a microscope to be attacked by all political sides. Really? Because I don't know what to think about you running here. Oh, actually, I do have a theory on this. I have and I think it's a ironclad theory. I'll get to that in a sec. Attorney for Stella, Joshua London, declined to comment. Was he standing on the sidelines looking or going, shut up, stop talking. Stella's accused of stealing 279 items valued at $2,327. Okay, now I want to try to give her the benefit of the doubt. Because the first thing I thought of when I said, okay, 279 items, I mean, that's a lot of groceries, but could she possibly have gone to like a Target, filled up a bunch of groceries, and then just forgot to pay for them? I mean, that does happen. And unfortunately, sometimes it does lead to a shoplifting charge, but I mean, it was an accident. But then all of a sudden I started thinking about like 279 items, even on my busiest grocery store runs, I'm probably only at about 100 items. Even with my busiest ones, and I cook a lot of the food. We fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, stuff like that. So 279 items was a lot. And then 2,327 at Thanksgiving, my grocery bill is like a $400 grocery bill. That's with a turkey. That's with all the sides, the fixins, you know, the wine, all that stuff. That's like $400. So, yeah, I don't think this was groceries unless it was all steaks. She doing like that Animal House scene where they just go to the meat department, start jamming all the fine cuts of meat into their clothes. She stole this from the Target store in Edina, the southwest of Minneapolis. On 8 January of this year, she was arrested for the alleged theft after security staff called the police. A criminal complaint filed in Hennepin County District Court alleged Stella had been seen leaving the store without paying for most of her haul after scanning only a few other items that were valued at about $50. So it sounds like what she did is she went to the self-checkout counters. She scanned a few items, chucked them into bags, and then hit the door. Still, though, 279 items. You know, wouldn't you look like a circus bicycle act? There's got to be like a balancing thing that's going on here. If it was like a bottle of 100 pills, they wouldn't each pill individual. No. So it'd be a bottle of pills.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get a little more information on. Danielle Stella, in a series of text messages, said, I'm not guilty of these crimes. The complaint said that Stella told police in a statement she remembers arriving at Target to purchase the items, but nothing else, due to post-traumatic stress disorder, and that she goes through Target with someone because of anxiety around people. Okay. And you want to be in the U.S. Congress? Okay. I really do have nothing but sympathy for people that go through post-traumatic stress syndromes. I understand quite personally how that can affect you. I really do. But it doesn't... I remember arriving at the Target store to purchase the items, but nothing else. She usually goes to Target with someone because of anxiety around people. But you still checked out $50 worth of stuff and then left with the rest of it. And once again, what was the 279? I mean, it must have been clothes. It just must have been a massive amount
makeup,
of clothes.
That's small.
Makeup small. But okay, I know you and I are the two guys to talk about makeup. would 279 makeup items even fit into a cart? I mean, even lipstick and all that stuff would... I mean, if I had 279 items...
I wouldn't really know, but... That would be the fastest way to build up a high amount of money with the least amount of space, though, I would think.
Stella has publicly said publicly she was the victim of severe violent assault in 2008. She is charged with the theft under the former surname, which the Guardian agreed not to report because... She said it could endanger her safety. She is charged with a felony theft over the incident at Target and faces punishment of up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $10,000 if convicted. Police and court records state the warrant has put out for Stella's rearrest for alleged contempt in court on April 4th after she failed to show up for a court hearing. Officers in nearby Bloomington then arrested Stella on the 28th of April after she was allegedly seen by security staff at a Cub Foods grocery store stealing a bottle of tick spray for cats and placing other items under her purse so that she could not be seen. You're shoplifting and you're taking tick spray for your cat. Okay. Were you with your friend at this point? Did you remember going into the cat tick spray area? When they checked her identification, police officers discovered the open warrant for Stella's arrest over the failure to appear in court over the earlier alleged shoplifting, and then the incident report said. Reports that Stella was arrested for alleged misdemeanor theft for taking cat merchandise. So whenever we say the words cat merchandise on this radio station, I want to just go, So let me start that again. The report said Stella was arrested for alleged misdemeanor for taking cat merchandise and cat food valued at $40.46. She was issued a citation and given a date to appear in court. It was not clear whether authorities would pursue the contempt of court allegation. Stella's candidacy has attracted interest from far-right conspiracy website InfoWars, which broadcast an interview with her this week. Stella laughed and nodded at the host, J. Owen Scheuer, calling Omar a witch. Everything about her is fraud. Once again, that'd be a shame if that was able to bite you back again. Describing Minneapolis during the interview as America's crime capital. It's a crime that there's not more people here. How about that crime? It's a great town. Stella falsely claimed. And by the way, you want to represent this town? You hate this town. That's not my words. These are your words. It's horrible. It's a godforsaken hell pit. It's god awful. I love it. No, that's just basic fear. Stop it. Don't be messing with my, don't be bad mouthing my city. My city kicks ass. Stop it. You guys and your paranoid, there's a black guy crap. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of these Republicans that just constantly bash on Minneapolis-St. Paul and act as if they're somewhat, I'm trying to save you. We don't need your saving. We're doing pretty fine, especially from your delusional made-up facts. Right-wing commentator Todd Stevens promoted Stella in an interview this month on Fox News' streaming service, Fox Nation. We certainly wish Miss Stella the very best, Stern said, adding that he hoped a significant change in representative in Omar's district. Ilhan Omar constituents proud to stand by her over Trump's racist words there. Last month, Stella officially registered to the Federal Election Commission as a candidate for Republican nomination. You say to yourself, why would you run this candidate? You know, maybe Hunter, you bring up a good point. Maybe the way she cleans up the crime in this town is for her to move to Washington, D.C. Kind of sucks to be D.C. at that point, you know, but, you know.
From a collar.
Yeah, just maybe you're cleaning up the town one criminal at a time, I see. Oh, I'll tell you what. Let me take a break. I got to get a break in here. When we do return, let me just make sure we point out something. This is probably the exact candidate the Republicans want to run in 5. I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Before it tells itself, I lay out all my reasons. You say that I need help. We all got
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, don't make me do what you made Charlie do.
You want to drive, right?
Fine. My dad is cooler than all YouTube and Instagram celebrities combined. Matt McNeil.
That's lit.
Whatever. I'm getting ready to start my behind-the-wheel driver's training, and my dad says the only vehicles he wants me learning in are Toyotas. Fine with me, because I love them, too.
The vehicles I trust for my young children are the vehicles I trust for their own driving adventure. It's safety and security you can't beat. Test drive a fantastic Toyota today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 west of the downtown in Golden Valley.
You know what's cool? Summer is cool. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning also thinks it's cool, too. Well, be cool in the summer. That's why Standard is giving you $900 in savings on a ductless unit or air conditioning system now through the end of July. Just imagine having reliable cooling comfort all summer long for years to come. So contact Standard or go to standardheatingdeals.com to learn how you can save $900 on a new AC system. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Reminder, I should make sure, and I think it was very clear, these are all allegations against her. She has her day in court, innocent until proven guilty. So, you know, she'll have her chance to defend herself if she shows up this time for a court date. Apparently, she didn't show up for the one. You know, she's got cats with some issues. So, I mean, I don't know. You got a busy schedule there, so. This on the heels of MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell says he's not going to run against Ilhan Omar in Minnesota's 5th Congressional District. On behalf of myself, Hunter, Brett, everyone here at the radio station, Mike, please, no, sweet Jesus, please reconsider. I think you could beat her. Oh, sweet Jesus, Mike Lindell. I think you could beat her. Oh, come on, man. Give it a shot. Clutch your pillow and head out on the campaign trail. On Thursday, Lindell had people thinking about his political ambitions as he tweeted about an upcoming Fox and Friends appearance. He promised a big announcement, definitive answer, but it was basically about himself. So he basically used Fox and Friends, who are eager to help out Mike Lindell, one of our last sponsors, promote his issues. I should mention, there are apparently five people here. The campaign did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but the Star Tribune still denied the allegations. Okay. Stella is one of five candidates who has filed paperwork at the FEC to challenge Omar on the first-term Democrat who won election by 78%. Guys, you're not going to beat her. Not in five. You're not going to. And this actually goes to my point. This is exactly the type of candidate the GOP is probably looking to run. Someone who has no chance at knocking off Ilhan Omar. And the reason why is Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Representative Tlaib, they are too important for the National Republican Party to keep in the House. That even if they had a overwhelming 400-seat majority, they would specifically want those people in there so that they could point and scream at me, be afraid of them! They don't want Ilhan Omar to lose. And as a matter of fact, I will say I don't think they want her to lose. I can't see them ever wanting her. They know that she can't get knocked off. I mean, she won by 78%. 78%. She's not going to lose again. So this is the reason why you can kind of go on out there and you know, speculate. Like, why would you even have someone like this? Because there doesn't seem to be anyone else really interested in running. Chris Kelly, a former Minneapolis police officer, U.S. Army veteran, became the latest entrant race. He's running, though, as a member of the Independence Party. You got no chance. Dude, you got no chance. Ilhan Omar is going to win that seat as long as she wants to run for it. The problem you Republicans have is you don't care about the people in the district. And that's why you won't win that race. Until you find a candidate who actually truly is concerned about the people in the Minnesota 5th District, there's no point in you even trying to run a candidate for that seat. And the reality is the National Party doesn't want Ilhan Omar to lose. They want her there. So my guess is you're going to see more candidates like this. And, you know, if your last time she had an election, she won by 78%. That means only 22% went for the other side. You're not going to be able to peel that off. Good luck next time. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. Till then, see ya.